It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We are back here on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by GoPSURV.com. I'm Dustin Hawkinsmith and Greg Pickle here. We are continuing our look ahead to spring and looking at storylines. We've done all the defense to this point. We did cornerbacks previously on this show. If you missed that or any of the other ones, you can check it out at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. Moving on to offense and starting with the quarterback position. We're not saving the best one for last. We're going to start right there. Moving on from Trace McSorley. The spring will be a really interesting time, and I think the number one story is, are we going to see Tommy Stevens?
Right.
Because he was dealing with an injury. We believe it's a foot injury for the whole 2018 season, and we just don't know where things stand with that from a recovery standpoint. So I would ask you, Greg, how important is it for Tommy Stevens to play or not play this spring?
It's a good question. I mean, honestly, to me, I think it's crucial that he participates in spring practice. And look, you can say he has experience. You can say that he's got received more snaps than Sean Clifford and Will Levis combined, which of course is true. You can say that he is, you know, because he stuck around, that the loyalty that he showed the program should reward him with the right to start no matter what. But at the end of the day, Sean Clifford's a feisty competitor and also a pretty darn good quarterback. And for Stevens, if he would miss spring practice, which, look, we don't know yet. We know that he's going to be the first quarterback when Penn State rolls out spring practice. But that's assuming that he's healthy. And James Franklin said before that he expects him to be ready. But obviously, there's a difference between expect and guarantee that he's ready for the spring practice this year. So I think it's vital. If he would miss spring practice and Sean Clifford would take all those reps, it'd be hard to think Stevens is the dialed-in, surefire starter that maybe we thought he was previously. So I think it's a big deal. We'll have to watch it closely.
So I think that's an interesting thing, is what role does the spring play in any position battle? But especially the quarterback position battle, what role does spring usually play? Because sometimes I think it's not that much. I think the real heat is
right.
is in the summertime. But in this situation, when you are talking about Sean Clifford getting very valuable reps with the first team, that can change the dynamic of things. Because right now, coming out of the regular season, going into the winter, Sean Clifford had a little bit of momentum in this battle, because, you know, obviously Tommy Stevens not playing helps, but in those brief glimpses that we saw Sean Clifford, I felt like we saw enough to draw a few conclusions about him. Conclusion number one being, he can stroke it, you know.
Right.
When he winds and fires, it's in rhythm.
Yes.
And it's at a spot. He's not afraid or hesitant, and I think those things are important in a quarterback. So we haven't seen enough really from either of these guys to draw any conclusions about what we'll see on the field. But if Sean Clifford is playing a majority of reps in the spring, that's going to help him a lot. And in some situations, you wouldn't be able to say that. But in this one, I think any rep is a good rep for him.
I 100% agree with you, Dustin. And I think ultimately the biggest thing for Tommy Stevens will be, you know, we've heard some guys say that he's sort of the one assuming the leadership role and is sort of being the one to, you know, take center stage, I guess you could say, and be the leader in the offseason. And that's great. But again, if you can only lead from the sideline, which, again, it's a tough thing to talk about because we don't know exactly where he is health-wise. We know a couple of things, that he had a quote-unquote significant injury, according to James Franklin. It required surgery. And, you know, because of that surgery, he's, you know, at least missed the Citrus Bowl, at the very least, and the bowl practices. And even that allowed Sean Clifford to get some reps that he wouldn't have received otherwise. So he's already picked up some reps, more than what he probably would have anticipated or thought he would receive at this point. So when it comes down to it, you know, Stevens just has to continue to stay healthy. Then, you know, I hate to say it, but the question becomes, will he stay healthy even if he is ready for spring practice? This foot injury is not the first time it's popped up, and will it keep him out of any future practices, games, or otherwise like it has in the past?
Well, let's shove health to the side for a moment. You're going to go into the season needing a starting quarterback for the first time in 3 years,
right?
And I think the natural question to ask is, okay, without Trace McSorley, who was an asset both as a runner and a thrower, and could make plays and improvise and be a threat in every way imaginable, was obviously, you know, the most productive quarterback in Penn State history, mm-hmm. won a lot of games, helped change the program, all that stuff. Now you get into guys who have different skill sets. Tommy Stevens, you know, I think we've seen glimpses that he can throw it, but has never really been asked to do that in games. Sean Clifford, we've only really seen him throw it, so we haven't seen him run the ball. So the assumption is Sean Clifford can throw the ball, but he's not as mobile. I think that is a false assumption.
Agreed.
If you look at what he did in high school, like I really felt like he was a little bigger, a little quicker, and had a little more arm strength as a high school prospect than Trace McSorley did.
Yeah. Right.
So I think that assuming Sean Clifford can't run is bad. But the question is, and I think we've been asked this and we've talked about it before, is what changes in the offense as the quarterback changes, and if it's Stevens or if it's Clifford.
Right. I mean, I think that we talked about this a couple weeks ago, and that Penn State's not going to drastically change its offense simply because Trace McSorley is leaving. Now, is it a fact that Tommy Stevens is a little bit bigger than Trace McSorley and Sean Clifford? Yes, it's true. Is it true that Stevens, so far as we know, you know, as much as we know, is a little bit more of a runner than Sean Clifford? Yes, that also happens to be true. But can you just outright assume Sean Clifford can't run, can't, you know, make things happen like Trace McSorley did? No, I don't think so. And while Trace McSorley had some huge runs during his time at Penn State, Dustin, there were also a lot of times when just the threat of him being able to run and the threat of the running back taking it when they're running, you know, when it's an RPO look and they're not obviously leaving it up to the defense to tell them what to do, Sean Clifford's athletic enough and fast enough to make defenses worry about him taking off. Now, I don't know if he's going to make as many plays with his feet. You know, Trace McSorley was a wizard sometimes in getting away from tricky situations and tough spots. I don't necessarily know if Sean Clifford can be expected to do that. But you know what? He hasn't been put in a situation where he's needed to do it. So until then, we just don't know. But I do think it's wrong to just assume outright that he can't run just because he's maybe not quite as fast as Trace McSorley, or not maybe built the same way McSorley was.
It's the Keystone Kickoff Show brought to you by Labatt Blue, Labatt Blue, and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. We're looking ahead to spring and continue our storyline series at the quarterback position. We know Tommy Stevens, you know, he had an injury that he's working through. We don't know if we'll see him or not. We also really feel like Sean Clifford can throw his hat in the ring here and make this a legitimate competition. Probably not this spring, but this summer you'll start to see that play out. But who's there the most could be an interesting part of this. They're looking for a quarterback for the first time since Trace McSorley took over a few years ago. And it's going to be a huge part of how the offense functions, how good it can be. There's some other question marks as well, but the quarterback position is a big one. Looking at the depth there, if you go beyond these two, Will Levis in play. He's been on campus for the longest. You also have, you know, the two guys coming in from the 19 class enroll in January, Taquan Roberson and Michael Johnson Jr. Looking at Levis, first of all, he will be a redshirt freshman next year. 6'3", 226 is where they list him now. It's not far off from where they list Tommy Stevens at 6'5", 240. Can he be or are we overlooking him a little bit? We have tended, I guess, to think about these 19 guys. And I know personally, I probably haven't given Will Levis much of a fair shake. And I think maybe because we just haven't heard that much from him this year. Obviously, you know, when you're looking beyond Trace McSorley, you talk about Tommy Stevens and Sean Clifford the most.
Yeah, I mean, I guess my question would be, nothing against Sean or Will Levis, but why would we need to, you know, to discuss him much? You know, it was the Trace McSorley show, and then we knew after that it would be Sean Clifford versus Tommy Stevens, and then after that it would be, you know, Sean Clifford versus Will Levis. But, you know, it just I don't think it was ever set up for Will Levis to come in and compete for a starting job pretty much, you know, from the day he got on campus or even the, you know, 2 or 3 years after he got on campus. There was always going to be a natural waiting progression there because Penn State had at least two guys it felt very good about. Obviously, it recruits well, and it will continue to bring in prospects behind all these guys, Tommy Stevens, Sean Clifford, and Will Levis, that could one day beat them out for the job. There's no question about that. They're not opposed to starting a younger guy over a veteran if he gives them the best chance to win. But when it comes to Levis, he just obviously hasn't been, wasn't asked to do anything last year with a red shirt, and now you know, is in, you know, in a position where he'll be the third stringer barring injury. He'll have to be ready to go in case a Sean Clifford or a Tommy Stevens gets hurt. There's no doubt about that, but there's still that natural pecking order there, and nothing's changed about that.
Yeah, and I think the fact that Will Levis, you know, didn't get a lot of exposure on the recruiting trail. I think you held him up earlier this week as an example of guys that, you know, schools just aren't coming through Connecticut to see
right.
certain players. But you kind of wonder why, because athletically, he was really as good as, you know, a lot of the four stars that were out there. Quick, big, strong, is an interesting guy. The two quarterbacks in the 19 class who came in, Michael Johnson Jr., Taquan Roberson, we're going to see them side by side. And one of the interesting storylines is going to be looking for any clues to determine which of these guys is ahead of the other, because there is going to be an opportunity, I think, to contend with Will Levis for a starting job, or Sean Clifford, or however this thing shakes out. And there's also the component of you bring two guys in the same class, which James Franklin has wanted to do for a long time. What are the odds that both of them stick around for a long time? I don't think they're very good odds. So whoever looks like they're going to be on the other one's heels, there's a chance that you get one of these guys transfer out.
Right. I mean, that's the one tough part about, and why James Franklin says he worries about college football. And look, I get it. All these guys are looking out for their teams, and anytime things happen that hurts their teams, they're not okay with it. But if it happens in reverse and it helps their team, then they're usually okay with it. So, you know, I'm not too sure what to make of all the worry about college football. I think college football is exactly, you know, where it's been for a number of years now. But at the end of the day, things like that will become more readily apparent. And look, quarterbacks have been transferring for a long time. Just because Penn State's only had a couple, Michael O'Connor comes to mind. Who went to Delaware? There's been a couple guys that have gone to Delaware.
A quarterback that went to Delaware? Pat Devlin.
Yes, that's it. Yes, thank you. So, I mean, there's been examples of guys leaving because they're not playing in the past. Could there be more of those in the future? Yes. Is it more likely that that'll happen when you take two guys in the same class? Absolutely, because only one of them is going to get to play. And the other one could graduate in 2.5 or 3 years and decide to go look somewhere else if he thinks there's a better opportunity out there. So unless there's a change to the grad transfer rule, I think you'll see more and more of this moving forward.
We'll start to get some breadcrumbs on, and I don't know if James Franklin will really get into the ins and the outs of it. We'll be interpreting what we see this spring at the quarterback position. We're moving on for now. Ask Greg, your Penn State football and recruiting questions will be answered coming up after this.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.